joining us now from Pensacola Sports, Dominique Whitehurst, and kind enough to make time for us. Born and raised right here in Pensacola, so as it gets cold, we understand that it's going to be a little bit cooler yes. over here. So we're going to switch jackets every time. I'm just kidding okay. with that. Shoot, I haven't been able to fit in the jacket you're wearing since back in third grade. But how's everything going?
It's going good. It's going good. I'm excited. It's a great event. Last year I was able to be a fan for the Sun Belt Conference, but so this time to see on the work end, it's very, very fun. So
now, from a sports standpoint, have you had a chance? Did you play basketball or have a chance to work with athletics?
Work basketball? No. I tried basketball when I was little, but I was that person that kept shooting the wrong goal. And I was like, yeah, this isn't for me. But I played volleyball in high school,
okay.
so I had to use this height for something. But basketball, I love basketball. I love watching it. But playing it, nah, not so much.
I'll tell you one thing about volleyball that's cool. And Drew back in the studio, he covers a lot of volleyball and watches. It's a humbling experience when a bunch of guys that maybe played baseball mm-hmm. or football, they think they can come out there and they can go up against the girls' team in volleyball. Yeah. We used to do that. And you want to talk about a humbling walk with your hands,
yes.
you know, head between your legs. Because, man, the girls that play volleyball, the athleticism
yeah.
is amazing. But also the teamwork. And volleyball teaches you, if you played volleyball, then you know the teamwork it takes to get things done, because
yeah.
one person messes it up for the rest of you. You could put the perfect set. You have the perfect volley
set.
Going on. It doesn't matter if that one person's not in tune, mm-hmm. then the whole thing is screwed up. And I think that's a lot of what Pensacola Sports, with what Visit Pensacola, the city,
yes.
what the mayor, everybody coming involved in this to make this happen.
It does.
Because this event is not only about the Sun Belt, it's mm-hmm. also about what it brought to Pensacola.
It does.
The revenue it brought to the city, but also what it, you mm-hmm. know, watching people graduate. I watched two kids graduate mm-hmm. this year, and it was one of those, I'm the sap, I'm crying.
Yeah.
I'm like, Chad, it's not even your son. Who are you? Like, I know, but I'm just, I mean, this is emotional. And to watch them across the big screen, that wasn't there.
It was.
Or to watch the millions of dollars of upgrades to a place to, from Coronation, the history of Pensacola, to mm-hmm. Pensacon, to Ice Flyer Games,
yeah.
it wouldn't be possible without the commitment to the Sun Belt and people behind the scenes
yes.
like yourself and so many people that put this together.
And I think that's the main thing that I love about Pensacola Sports the most, is because what they do is they bring people not from Pensacola to Pensacola. And it shows, it just gives you one more variety, because like Visit Pensacola, they're so heavy with showing you the beach. But here with Pensacola Sports, we show you that, yes, we have the beach, and yes, we have the great downtown, but we have amazing complexes and amazing ways for you to join sports. Like I said, we bring the Sun Belt here. We bring so much more stuff, even our local events that we have here. And it's like I said, it's just so much. And for me, being born and raised in Pensacola, it's just amazing to see that like people are actually coming where I vacate. Like people are vacationing where I live.
And you've seen the growth. And I've been here about
yes.
10 years, and I've seen it from the sports aspect. And a lot of times sports leads to a lot of things around you, meaning that you build a stadium like mm-hmm. Atlanta, who just celebrated the World Series.
They
brought all of a sudden they built what they call the Battery, which is just looked like to me like a huge rave party this week. But then everybody around, they built hotels and
yes.
they built the different condos, and they built the places where you can go get, you know, a little Panda Express meal
yeah.
and all the stuff that goes involved. But that starts with a lot of times the foundation of
it
sports.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bay Center has been somewhere where a lot of events have happened, mm-hmm. but it needed the upgrades.
Yeah.
I talked to Greg Harris a lot, and having the Sun Belt and everybody step in, but this is about Sun Belt basketball
mm-hmm.
and having the opportunity. And it was my first chance to get to be on the outside looking in. I had a chance to broadcast games for ESPNU
okay.
back when you have to do that stupid. Everybody said, do the voice. And I'm not doing that. Like, I talk like this, but like, do the old, and welcome in, ladies. And like,
yeah.
I'm like, I don't want, I want to kick myself on my own, you know what? But when it comes down to it, having the chance to be out here for these events
mm-hmm.
is amazing, and be able to watch from the other side, like you said, as a fan,
mm-hmm.
getting to see all the play. Because this is good basketball.
It
and
is.
Like Coach Chanda Rigby, what she did when she was down here at Pensacola State, she's
mm-hmm.
now the coach at Troy.
Yes, she
and
is.
She did an incredible job, and really got a bad call in the tournament, but it's something where to see so many people, the men's and women's, and so many teams too, that there's really not one fan base that dominates
no.
it.
Mm-hmm.
They all have their local hotels, the restaurants, the places
mm-hmm.
they go out. It becomes such a community event, and that happened during COVID. That happened during a time where we had to sit back and
yeah.
go, guys, like this is something where it was happening right at that same time when everything was get going. We didn't know everything of what to do. This year it's going to be completely
yeah,
different.
I can't
where
imagine
things are
what it's going to be like this year.
And I hope people understand that to come. It's not just about a basketball game.
Yeah.
It's about people from out of town that are coming here to make Pensacola better. So why wouldn't you enjoy a nice day inside and probably about 95 degrees
yes.
outside to watch some of the best basketball players play?
And I think that's what makes things exciting. Like I say, you can plan events and you can go watch basketball, but I think it's just the fan experience, like having bragging rights. Like, okay, because like I know, like Troy, for instance, they love. Troy is going to be a big supporter wherever you are. But it's just imagine, like you say, like you have the hotels here. No, that's our stomping grounds. And you have, oh, no, that's Georgia State stomping grounds. So it's just a matter of seeing, like, okay, who's going to outroot somebody else. And I think but being a fan, like, when you work, you can't really cheer as much. You know, you have to be professional. You have to be like, okay, I have to be.
Oh, is that what we have to do? Okay.
You have to be very biased. But for me, working in athletics for so long, you know, you always have those moments you have to be like, oh, like you did that. But, you know, you still have to calm down.
Is there a team? You mentioned Troy. Is that the team you'd root for? I got some ties to South Alabama. I took a selfie with that huge Jaguar out in front of the stadium. So, but is there one that you would Troy be the team?
Between Troy and South Alabama. I have some, okay. Like you say, I have some ties with South Alabama and, of course, Troy because they're right close to us. And plus, like South Alabama and Troy, they're our neighbors, low key. So I'll definitely be rooting for those two.
And that's cool too, because a lot of times in conference play, you'll get one or two states being represented, but the whole entire area, you got Texas, yep. You got folks, and it's cool because the cultural changes too. You'll be walking and you'll have some people like from Louisiana out here, and they'll have this huge boil going out in the parking lot by themselves, and then you'll see these cowboys with these boots walking
on,
by,
yep.
and you're like, yeah, we're playing you tonight.
Yep. Hey,
you want to come over here and get a little bit for that? But the thing about having the different people out here, I had a chance to meet a lot of the alumni last year down here. And it was one where they were excited about coming to Pensacola, mm-hmm. too. And there's a lot of cities that host events that it's more of a – because it's a big city. Mm-hmm. But this city – like, that's the thing about Pensacola is we can embrace this as a major event going on. Mm-hmm. And it starts tonight with people coming down, yep. here and supporting it. We're going to be out here for the show. As that lady pointed out, I didn't have a jacket until 7, so I got about 30 minutes left to freeze, I guess. But overall, having a chance to be out here you know, talk about Pensacola sports and the involvement, because I know, like I said, I've been friends with Ray for a long time, but you guys, this is not only just an event. It's one of many. You guys do, and sometimes three or four at the same time, mm-hmm. as things get opened back with your Bud Light rodeos or the events down at Roger Scott Tennis Center, what you guys have done with all, you know, from the motocross events to the jet skis, and I mean everything that's involved, the double bridge run to the marathon to all those, you guys are always involved. But just talk about being part of that with Pensacola Sports.
Well, actually, it's going to be 2 months since I've joined Pensacola Sports.
Okay.
And but my time has been nothing but a roller coaster, and I have enjoyed every loop, every turn that I've been in. And I just – what I love most about Pensacola Sports is we put Pensacola first with everything that we do, because we all love our city. We want people to feel the love that we feel, but through, mm-hmm. sports. And we use sports to educate. We use sports to bring tourism to Pensacola. And even like from our local events, like we have our women's half marathon that's going on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then we also have this big Sunbelt event. So that just shows you the broad spectrum that we have between everything that we do. And so it's just really exciting to know that Pensacola Sports really, we cross borders. We hit New Orleans. We hit people like – so we have people from Tennessee asking us about our Fire Challenge. So it's just to show that we're putting Pensacola on the map. And I love every moment of it.
Well, my co-host Drew is back in the studio, who's a huge basketball fan. But he said, tell Dominique, disappointed that you don't like Coastal. So that was his team.
I'm sorry, I can't please everyone.
Listen,
Drew.
I know. It's great to have him on board for basketball season two. He's well-rounded on everything. And even today, we've had two people in studio or calls, mm-hmm. where there's stuff going on, and I'm just like, pick up Drew, and he's got it. No problem. I shook a couple hands, was able to go inside for a second. It's great to have a co-host that's really, yeah. a host, mm-hmm. and I wish he was out here with us. But you know, it's one of these that if you talk about the season ahead, it's the Sun Belt it's going to get bigger, and having teams like Marshall, mm-hmm. having teams like Southern Miss, they're adding some of these Conference USA teams. It's only going to make it stronger, and that brings in a lot, because you're getting the West Virginia group, you're getting the Hattiesburg, and, mm-hmm. you know, maybe Brett Favre will come in his real comfortable jeans to one of the games. But you know, it just is something where having that opportunity to add more always creates more opportunity for fans from all over to travel. Mm-hmm. And why wouldn't you? It's right around spring break.
It is.
Why would you not want to make that your time to come down here? Like, I wasn't born and raised here, but when I found out about this place, I don't want to go. I don't want to. I've lived in some of those cities where it's not fun. And you know, you got the tumbleweed. And is this hotel open out here? And you come on in. And you're like, I think I'm going to get back in my car here.
Go down the street a little bit.
Those places, like in those scary movies that you think are all – maybe the over-the-top places with the people coming out of the woods are not always true.
No.
But the part of the cities and, like, one sign and your gas
one
stations,
stoplight,
your movie theater, mm-hmm. those places exist. And they're not too far from here. So enjoy and embrace what we have right here in Pensacola because it's awesome. But Dominique, I know you have a number of people in there. Before I let you go, just talk about what this event, you know, like truly means to you to have this event and be part of it, though, as well. Because, like you said, being from Pensacola, just one more time to tell people and how they can get involved if they want to be involved with it.
So for the Sun Belt, we are here at Seville Quarter for our Sun Belt kickoff, the tip-off. And today we're celebrating that the tickets are officially on sale for our 2020 Sun Belt Championship. We're excited. We have food. We have drinks. We're even giving a special giveaway, so you have to come down if you want the giveaway. We have beautiful baskets. We're giving away 2 free tickets. And anybody who buys their tickets today have the opportunity to upgrade their tickets for the championship. And overall, just having the Sun Belt, having this event, it just shows, once again, that we're celebrating something great coming back to Pensacola. Of course, it's amazing that it's already here, but now it's coming back, and we're going to be ready to do it bigger and better because every round goes higher and higher. So that's what we're here for.
Well, yeah. You see, when you were talking right there, there was none of the music that those people get paid way too much in Hollywood with that music. But if I put like Rudy music behind that speech, I would have been just like, yes, yeah, Dominique. Yes, that was, you got me pumped for it. So hey, Dominique, we would love to have you back on, not only for this event, but promote anything going on.
Of course,
and,
always.
And we would love to, like we said, continue to promote this event. I know it's cold out here. You got food and drinks in there and people to shake hands, and you came out here with me, so it means a ton. Thank you so much, and we'll do this again here
soon. Yes, Chad, always.